I'm speaking with Dr. David Land, the director of the Rutgers New Jersey Medical School Public Health Research Institute and chief of infectious diseases there. And there is some encouraging news coming about a point-of-care test to detect COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus that has affected citizens all around the world. Cepheid has received emergency use authorization clearance of this test by the Food and Drug Administration. So, Dr. Land, tell us about this test and why it's special.
So, the COVID-19 test that we've been working on is a special test because it's a point-of-care on-demand test. Right now, people are waiting, if they're lucky, 5 hours, if they're less lucky, 5 days, for the results of the test, even if they can find a test to be done. And these tests that are being done now are complex tests that are usually done at centralized laboratories with good, skilled research technician help. The test that we have been involved in is a point-of-care test, an on-demand test, and it's designed to be performed very, very simply with a very rapid turnaround time. It can be done by people with very minimal training, and the instruments that run this test are designed so you don't have to finish running one test to start running another. And so essentially, as tests come in, you can test them right away. And the test is run very rapidly, too. So you have an answer in a little under 45 minutes.
I understand that you're pretty encouraged about what you've witnessed so far.
Yes, I've been working with this company and on similar tests for many years. I'm very experienced with understanding test performance and also all the bumps in the road that it takes to make a test really, really good so it functions very well out in the community. And when we took this particular test into our laboratory, we expected we'd have to contribute a fair amount of work to make it function up to par. And we saw the performance was so good that we had really nothing to contribute except to say what a great job they had done. The test has worked very well using genomic material. It's worked very well using virus that we spiked into samples. It looks like it's going to be very, very sensitive and perform very well.
So when could we possibly expect it to be put in use?
So the company Cepheid, who makes this test, has said publicly that they will be able to begin shipping tests the week of March 27th. I expect there'll be a ramp-up time where they will probably start relatively small and working to get bigger and bigger lots. But they have the capacity to produce many tests. They have assembly lines that can produce tens of thousands of tests a day.
Tell us a little bit more by what you mean by point-of-care test.
So the point-of-care is really any place where a patient would interact with the healthcare system. Typically, we think of point-of-care as a place where there would be some sort of decision-maker who would either tell someone they're safe to go home or they need to come to a hospital or they need to take a medicine. In this particular case, point-of-care can be as simple as a drive-through testing facility. We have tests very much like this COVID test for tuberculosis. Now, tuberculosis isn't a big problem in the United States, but it's a huge problem around the world. And groups using the test, this test that we developed, have put the instruments that run these tests into cars, hooked them up to batteries, driven into small towns, and screened entire populations using this type of test because the answer is so fast and the test is so portable.
Doctor, you may not want to answer this, and that's fine if you don't, but was the United States ready for something like this? Can you be ready for something like this?
That's really not my area of expertise. I'm a test developer. I don't make public policy. I can say that in some ways we have been getting ready for many years. The work that we've done with Cepheid over the years to develop tests that work at the point of care, the work that's gone into making assembly lines so that tests, once they're developed, can be produced in mass quantities, and all the technology going into this point of care development has been funded by the federal government through the National Institutes of Health for tuberculosis testing and for biodefense. So it's gratifying, it's unfortunate, but gratifying to see the fruits of this labor ending up in a COVID-19 test. Certainly, it would have been better if we were even more prepared, but it wasn't like we weren't doing work over decades to get to this point.
Could you give us any indication how long you feel this could possibly be? We heard Governor Cuomo said this could be months. When could we see a flattening of the curve? When could we see a turnaround? Do you have any idea?
Well, I'm an infectious disease doctor. I'm not a public health expert. But looking at the models that I have seen, I think that the governor is probably correct in his assumption.
Is there something that you would like our listeners to know that you feel that they really haven't got the message about?
Well, I think that the message of social distancing really needs to be taken seriously. It's looking very clear from the models that most of the spread of COVID is through family groups, and we need to isolate people. If everyone could be isolated for 14 days in the entire world, that would be the end of COVID-19. It would be that simple. We can't do that, obviously, but we need to get as close to that as possible, or this situation is going to be a dramatic problem for all of us. I can tell you that a number of tests have become available over the past 2 weeks, made by major companies, including Abbott, Roche, and Thermo Fisher. They're all outstanding tests. The problem with them is that they're not point-of-care tests, not on-demand tests. They're going to go a long way towards being able to do testing for a large swath of the population. Our contribution is doing tests that can be brought to individual people and give an answer right away. People shouldn't give up hope. This is going to be over at some point. We just have to get through it, and we get through it by working together.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on all your work, and keep us healthy.
Thank you very much.